Okay, so in the afternoon, today anyway, we'll be doing a discussion. And I find the discussions quite an interesting way for us to get to know each other and also to put the Dharma into practice by using it to reflect on our daily life. And so the discussions are not theoretical things. They're quite personal. And so we'll begin by doing the Vajrasattva mantra for three times of a period of silent meditation just to calm the mind down. And then I'll pose some questions, kind of like a guided meditation, to give you a little bit of time to think about, what your own reflections are on these questions. And then after that, we'll break up into small groups, about five people each, and then everybody will share their reflections on the questions. Okay? And so it's very important to keep your discussion on the topic. It's not a chat time. Okay? We're really talking about the specific Dharma topic. And so I thought this afternoon, what we would talk about is blame. We talked about it a little bit this morning. And so to do a little bit more investigation about what blaming means and how it manifests in our life. Okay. Now, I know all of you are blamed unfairly and that none of you blame anybody else unfairly. Okay, we know that. But we'll look anyway. Okay, good. So let's start with the mantra. Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manupalaya Vajrasattva Dinapatita Dita Mebawa Sajakaya Mebawa Supakaya Mebawa Anurata Mebawa Sarva Siddhi Mamparyatsa Sarva Karma Sutame Sitam Shri Yankara Hung Ha 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 O Bhagavan Sarva Tata Gata Vajramamimitsa Vajrabawa Ma Samaya Sattva Ahum Pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manupalaya Vajrasattva Dinapatita Dita Mebawa Sutakaya Mebawa Supakaya mebawa, anurata mebawa, sarva siddhi mamparyatsa, sarva karma sutame, sita shriyankara hung ha ha ho bhagava, sarva tata gata vajra mamimutsa vajrabawa ma samaya sattva hum pe. Om vajrasattva samaya manupalaya, vajrasattva dinopatita, dita mebawa, sutakaya mebawa, supakaya mebawa, anurata mebawa, sarva siddhi mamparyatsa, sarva karma sutame, Sita Shriyankara Hung Ha Ho Bhagavan Sarva Tata Gata Vajra Mamutsa Vajrabhava Ma Samaya Sattva Hum Pe. So begin by reflecting, what does it mean to blame somebody? So when you say, I blame somebody or they're blaming me, what does it mean to blame? And then when you look in your life, who are some of the people that you blame or have blamed for whatever suffering you have had or disadvantage you've had? Who have you blamed, and what kind of reasons does your mind have for blaming them? And then to what extent have you blamed yourself for things that have happened in your life? What role does self-blame play for you? And then next question is, what would your life be like if you didn't blame others and you didn't blame yourself? Imagine what that would be like. And does it feel comfortable or uncomfortable? What would happen if you stop blaming yourself and stop blaming others? And is blaming others or blaming yourself realistic? And if it is, why? And if it's not realistic, why not? And combined with that is, if you didn't blame, how else could you look at the situation? What's an alternative to blaming? So let me review the questions. You might want to write them down so you remember them for the discussion. The first one is, what does it mean to blame somebody? What does that word mean? What's the definition of that word? And then second, who have you blamed in your life? And for what? In terms of other people. And third, to what extent have you blamed yourself? Gotten into self-deprecation? And then fourth, what would it be like not to blame either others or yourself? What would happen? Is it comfortable or uncomfortable? Now, how has blaming become so integrated in your emotional life that without it, maybe you wouldn't know what to do? Then the next question is it really accurate to blame others or blame yourself? Is that something that's accurate, that's realistic? You know, so depending on how you defined blaming in the first question, you know, so is it really accurate and realistic to blame yourself and others? And what would alternatives to blaming yourself and or others be? Okay. So the way the discussion groups work is find four other people, you know, more or less, and find a corner of the room, or you can also, one group can go outside there if you want to. And the way you start is each person, you go around in a circle, and each person shares their reflections on these questions. And while each person is talking, there's no dialogue or crosstalk. So it's only after everybody in the circle has shared their reflections that then you have some dialogue about it and build on each other's ideas. Okay? The reason why I had you do the meditation first on it now is so that you can, you know, get some of your own ideas clear, so that when you listen to other people speak in the group, you can really listen without having to think about what you're going to say. Okay? Because it's very, very valuable to hear what other people's reflections are about this and how they work with it. Okay? So why don't you break into groups and start discussing, and then I think this discussion's probably going to be a long one, is my guess. At the beginning, when you're going around with the questions, everybody speaks maybe, you know, 3-4 minutes. In other words, don't tell your whole life story, but also, you know, say enough so that you're really answering the questions. Yeah. And so then at about 5 to 4, Venerable Tenzin, would you just ring the bell and call everybody together and then dedicate together?